A new tyrant is born.
That iconic music screams summer, and we all scream for ice cream. But during a pandemic, social distance the rule, getting close to the ice cream man could mean getting something else, fact of life. Yet here's Mr. Freeze, not his name, in his truck of treats, unmasked, ungloved, taking cash for cones in the Northwest burbs. That's when CBS2 assignment editor Greg Kelly, father of two, dad on a bike, said, wait a minute.
You think it's a good idea to be doing this with the stay-at-home order? COVID-19.
Eventually, our Greg got a bit closer, tried to get an answer from Mr. Freeze. Again, not his name.
Why aren't you wearing a mask, sir?
Why are you trying to take why are you selling ice cream
to children without wearing a mask?
Why are you trying to... Are you sick?
Am I sick? No, and I want to say
but
that
I'm
way.
Not sick either. Why are they quarantining healthy people?
What's your name,
okay,
sir?
This is not a law.
At this time, face coverings are required in public situations where social
what
distance
ifs?
Cannot be maintained.
I have a permit. I get permits.
Right. You got the permit before the stay-at-home order.
I can't understand what you're saying. Back up and remove the mask.
What did he say?
So the ice cream man was like, I can't even understand what you're saying with that mask on. Back up and take the mask off. Talk to me like a man.
What are you doing out here without the mask? The governor said it was against the law. You're supposed to like obey the law. Someone wrote a story yesterday. I'm reading it going, wait a minute, that's me. They're taking my Imago Dei argument. I want to say it was a priest and took it. If you're the person that the dude or the dudette that sent that to me yesterday, please resend it. Please resend it. Now about the masks, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you. To do civil disobedience, I'm going to suggest to you that you should consider civil disobedience. There is every possibility that by you wearing that ridiculous, non-fitting, non-N95 fitted surgical mask in public, you're actually going to make yourself sick. There is a better chance of you getting sick now by wearing the mask than there would be if you were out and not having the mask on. When you see these sheeple, though, meandering about with their mask on, feel sorry for them. They've drank the Kool-Aid. But miniature is a law. Again, I am not aware, even under emergency powers, that the governors of states get to actually write legislation, which what this is, and then pass it of their own free will and accord, and then sign it into law. I am guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment a Republican form of government. Because you have a silly little corona bug, a little flu, an alleged emergency, that does not suspend the Constitution, either of my state or of the United States, while we're still stuck in this vapid, disgusting, vile union of ours. Call in line telephone number 844-527-8723. Oh, okay. My phone just went off. The person that sent me the mask stories has resent it to me. Thank you, Peter. Governors disregarding White House guidelines on reopening. You. Why all of a sudden are you such fans of Trump? Why is the media out there parroting the line going, you're not doing what the president said you should. You're not in phase one even yet. There was a story yesterday on Twitter. One mistake and we'll kill you. This is very, it's just silly. Let's see here. Some, because I retweeted it. Hold on. It was so hysterically. Here it is. Eric Feigl-Ding. Is that a real thing? Eric Feigl-Ding. Eric Feigl-Ding, who has a blue check mark on Twitter. One mistake and we'll kill you, Twitter. Has this. Johns Hopkins scientists warn. No states have met the criteria to safely reopen. And then if you click the story, no states have met criteria to reopen safely, expert says. You know what? There's a line in one of the Beatles song, I Am the Walrus. Expert, textpert, choking smokers, don't you think the Joker laughs at you? Remember, expert, textpert. I am sick of, as I'm sure most of you are, expert, textpert. You know what? Why don't you go ahead and become a choking smoker so that the Joker can, because he already is, laughing at you. A senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security told the House Appropriations Subcommittee Wednesday, no states have met four criteria to lift lockdown measures safely outlined by the center. I did not vote for Johns. This is just so infuriating. I did not vote for Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security to dictate to me my course of doing business on this day. And neither did you. This medical fascism, this medical Nazism that they so desperately want us to live under. You know, like I asked Tim Gordon yesterday, host of Rules for Retrogrades. I said, Tim, you're in Bakersfield. Do you know about the county health director, Dr. Robert Levin, from Ventura County? He goes, absolutely, I know about him. He goes, I heard what he said. I said, well, he said that all counties in California are doing this. You say in Bakersfield that your county is conservative and no one's running around with masks on. Are you guys being contact traced? And he said, as of this moment, dude, King dude, that's a lie. That's not happening. He goes, now, I'm not saying it can't happen here, but it hasn't happened here. Tim also told me that when he had to go in for daughter Abby's surgery a couple of weeks ago at Children's Hospital, that they had to cross into L.A. County. And he was like, dude, he's a king dude. It was like I went from one planet to the other. When we got into L.A. County, none of us could believe our eyes. All the zombots roaming about Los Angeles and what have you, every single one of them covered in masks up to their eyeballs. So, you know, after we got Abby checked in at the Children's Hospital, I had the kids. We had to stay at a trailer park because we couldn't afford a hotel. So we went to go get some groceries. So here I am with five little kids dragging them through a grocery store, and none of them were masked. And he goes, we may as well have been walking through there with automatic weapons locked and loaded and pointed at people's heads. Because that's what they were looking at us like, what is wrong with you? Everyone is a Karen now. Then we have this. Oh, by the by, is Nino Vitale in the chat room? Nino? No, he's not in there today. I know he's listening because he's probably out taking his run. Nino, Rodre hates you. You little Nino Vitale, you don't know anything about the safety of wearing a mask. And it's not something that God wanted to do. You need to get over yourself. Because, like, I was like, you know, one time at band camp, I was like in Moscow. This is Rod Dreher writing this. I'm paraphrasing. I was like in Moscow, and I had to listen to like little snowflake whiny boys who had been, you know, like under communism and Soviet style communism and stuff. And so I had to listen to that, and it was terrible. So I had to endure there, and I don't have to endure listening to you, Nino Vitale, growing up at a mask. You get over yourself. Seriously, you need to like just get over yourself. Get over yourself like now, because nobody cares it, and nobody cares about you.
I'm trying to make the best out of a bad situation. I don't need to hear crap.
Cartman, what happened, bro?
I'm trying to make the best out of a bad situation. I don't need to hear crap from a bunch of hippie freaks living in denial.
Anti-mask snowflakes of the right. You're calling me a snowflake, Rod? Why don't you crawl out of that bunker of yours?